Today is Saturday, the 20th of April, 2024. We are so thankful that you joined us. Our Minute with the Master today is from Psalm 16, verses 8 and 9. I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure. In our scripture today, David is on the run for his life. He is being hotly pursued by Saul. David is on one side of the mountain, and Saul is on the other side. Saul's men successfully trap David and are about to take his life. Just as Saul's men are about to kill David, a messenger comes to Saul and shouts, "The Philistines have invaded your land." This announcement diverted Saul's attention from David, and David's life was once again spared by Almighty God. David was at the end of his rope, but at the last minute, God pulled him through. This is your reminder for today. You never know where life will take you, and you never know what tomorrow will bring. You don't always know why God does what he does or why he allows what he allows, but there is one thing you can be sure of. You can be sure of the fact that God has a predetermined plan for your day. Therefore, whatever comes into your space today must be filtered first through the mighty hand of God. And whatever comes, as bad as it may look, know that God already has a plan to get you out of it. When it looks like you are at the end of your story, and when it looks like all hope is gone, at the 11th hour, God will always pull you through. So today, when you do not know what to do, keep your eyes on God. Keep a song of praise on your lips. Keep hope alive in your heart. Control what is within your power. When you have done everything you can to fix a situation and nothing changes, blindly relinquish the outcome to God and cooperate with what he allows to come. As you depend on him and not on your own ability, he will provide exactly what you need at exactly the right moment. Remember, be glad today, rejoice today, and rest in the knowledge that God has gone ahead of you and he will be in your tomorrow when you get there. Our prayer team this morning is Sister Cece and me, and at this time I'm going to turn the session to Sister Cece.
Good morning, everyone. Our prayer petitions for the day follow. We have a praise report from Kim S. of Jacksonville. She writes, "God is good. My therapist just left, and she said within 2 months I will be fully functional with my arm and hand 100% because of the type of stroke I had. I thank God for being a healer, and thank you for praying for me." Amen. Sharon J.P., we lift her up for encouragement, a consistent positive support system for her ministry influence to expand, and for her quality of life to prosper. Elijah, we ask God to grant him a spirit of patience for those he supervises at work. Clara G. of Pennsylvania, senior adult, we ask God to grant her good health, protection from danger, and a healthy spirit. Caregivers everywhere, we pray you look to God for strength and listen to his daily guidance. We ask him to grant you peace and rest. Young adults, young adults who are transitioning from foster care, we request God's wisdom and favor upon them as they make their way through life, for God to steer them to a good path, and for the Spirit to fall afresh upon them daily. Our high school and college graduates, we pray God reveals to them the best path to take for now and the future. Everyone on the call this morning, We pray God grant you a peaceful spirit, a calm mind, and for him to go before you and make your way clear, smooth, and productive today. We continue to lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing. We keep the Prince Ministries intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers lifted before the Lord for protection and spiritual power. We pray for racial disparity and criminal justice reform. We ask God to endow our President of the United States with wisdom and compassion to govern all people. We pray for the end of Russian hostility and the withdrawal of their troops from Ukraine. We ask God to protect, comfort, and strengthen families, children, and civilians in Ukraine, Israel, Gaza, and all war-torn regions. And we pray they find healing and hope in the midst of the devastation. We pray for our little ones and senior citizens to be protected, deliverance for teenagers and adults struggling with their identity, and security for domestic abuse victims. We further pray for our neighborhoods to be kept safe, our school children to be kept secure, and for our school leadership to be guided by the hand of God as they educate our children. Be blessed today. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Cece, and you be blessed as well. Let us look to the Lord. The psalmist declares, "We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you." Good morning, Father. Father, we are thankful for you to have an all-seeing eye upon us. We thank you for watching over us. We thank you for providing for us. We thank you for being our protector, for being our guide, for being the one who opened doors that have been closed and the one who closes doors that we have tried to open on our own. We thank you right now for going before us to make a way for us. We thank you, God, for your word this morning. We declare this morning that there is no need for us to worry. There is no need for us to be troubled, to be bothered by these issues of life, or to fret, because everything that comes our way has been filtered through your hands. Everything that comes our way has been okayed by you. And if it's been okayed by you, God, we know that you have already made a way for us to get through it. We thank you, God, for promising us that you will be in our tomorrow when we get there. We thank you, Father, for eternal life. We thank you, God, for allowing Jesus to die for us so that we might have a right to eternal life with you. We thank you for all of the people you have placed around us for positive support. We even thank you this morning for our enemies, because when we know our enemies and what they're up to, it keeps us on our knees, and that just draws us closer to you, and we're so grateful for that this morning. We pray this morning for those who are incarcerated. We pray for those who are separated from their family for whatever reason. We ask now that you will keep them uplifted, keep them encouraged, and hold families close, God, as you walk them through situations. We pray for those with legal situations this morning, asking that you will make a way for them out on the other end. Father, if bail is needed, we ask that you provide that. If resources are needed, we ask that you provide that. If legal counsel is needed, we ask that you make a way for that to be done as well. And we pray that you hold families, God, until you change situations. We lift up Sharon P. this morning and all of those, God, who may be discouraged from working in ministry. We pray that you uplift every side. We pray that you help them stay in the race and help them keep their hand to the gospel plow. We pray that their ministry will influence all those around them. And we thank you in advance for holding them steady, for Elijah and all of those who may not have the skills to be managers, to be leaders. We ask that you show them grace. We ask that you give them a spirit of patience. We ask, God, that you give them empathy and allow them to make decisions that are justly and to show mercy the way that you would show mercy. For Clary G. and all of our senior adults among us today, Father, we pray that you keep them in good health. We pray that you protect them from danger, and we pray, God, that you will give them everything they need to get through the day without strain or stress or without lack. For our caregivers everywhere, we thank you, God, for giving your people a heart to be helping hands and helping feet and helping minds for those who cannot do for themselves. We pray now that you give our caregivers an extra dose of strength. Give them an extra shot of endurance so that they might stay the course and provide the best care that they can for all of our young adults who are transitioning from foster care, for those who are transitioning from high school, and for those who are transitioning from college. We pray now that you will reveal to them the best path to take. We pray that you will surround them with mentors who will help them with this next phase in their lives. And we pray most of all that they will remember that their help and their ability comes from you and not from within themselves. For everyone under the sound of my voice this morning, I pray, God, that you will continue to hold us close. I thank you, God, for bringing us together every morning. I pray that you will give each of us a spirit of peace. I pray that you will give each of us minds that are calm and demeanors that are pleasant. And I pray, God, that you will give us the courage to speak a word to someone on your behalf. Perhaps if we meet someone who is not saved, help us, God, to speak a word that will let them come to know you. And if we meet someone who is saved but is downtrodden, help us to speak a word that will lift them up. This is our prayer. We present it in the name of Jesus, and we submit it through his shed blood. Amen.
Amen. And thank you, Sister Prince. Our session for today has come to a close, but we will meet again tomorrow at the same time. Thank you for joining us. And remember, make sure others know whom you serve. Have a blessed day. Goodbye.
Well done, ladies. Well done.
Okay. Next.